Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 18th of December. Inflation rates in the United States have fallen this year. A lot of this decline is due to a fall in the fictitious owner's equivalent rent measure, which nobody pays, so consumers may not have noticed. The US Federal Reserve should, however, notice. Rightly or wrongly, and the answer is wrongly, Fed Chair Powell pays attention to inflation rates that include owner's equivalent rent. That means that rates went up for a fantasy price, so it seems only fair that rates come down for a fantasy price too. The Fed should cut rates a quarter point today. The question is, of course, what comes next? This year's scramble to cut rates at every available opportunity from September onwards is mainly due to some of Powell's earlier policy errors. The Fed, frankly, should have cut earlier this year. However, a quarter point cut today means that the Fed should have caught up with where policy ought to be. And that frantic activity to disguise the fact that mistakes were made is no longer necessary. So we enter 2025 with an expectation of a quarter point a quarter rate cutting cycle. Left to itself, the inflation rate should continue to decline, with the moderation of the fantasy owner's equivalent rent continuing. Again, consumers don't actually feel any benefit from that. However, inflation will not be left to itself, because President-elect Trump does seem determined to increase consumer taxes quite aggressively through tariffs. The direct impact of a Trump tax is not something the Fed should worry about. A tariff is a one-off increase in price levels, and there's nothing the Fed can do about it. However, if second-round inflation pressures emerge through profit-led inflation and lower competition, then the Fed will not be in a position to continue easing interest rates. In the United Kingdom, the fantasy owner's equivalent rent is known as owner's occupied housing costs, and this is also pushing the inflation figures up without anyone actually paying the price. Energy costs also added to the November inflation figures this morning, however. Overall, the headline inflation figures were much in line with expectations. Further up the supply chain, however, producer prices remain in deflation. And indeed, goods prices in stores are also in deflation on the BRC Shop Price Index. From the perspective of the Bank of England, there is thus little evidence of market-driven inflation pressures accelerating. Rate cuts seem justified next year, but not at too fast a pace. Europe gives us ECB Chief Economist Lane, which is not likely to excite markets, and the Bundesbank monthly report, which is even less likely to animate investors. Monetary policy in Europe is not subject to a great deal of uncertainty at this stage. Final euro area consumer price inflation almost never changes from the initial release, and investors tend not to get excited about the details in the data, though economists sometimes do get excited about such things. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.